Hey, Justin.
What's up, man?
Much. Just happy New Year.
That's right. New year, new you.
That's right. Did you enjoy your month off that we took?
Not quite. It was a pretty busy month for me work-wise. I was at the VA hospital, which is an
Oh,
interesting experience.
lovely.
But it but how about you?
Not bad. Yeah, I mean, I was working a little bit off and on, but I pretty much had a nice vacation. There's a train.
Great. Great.
Good way to start the year off.
Yeah.
Of course, I
We're
miss the
talking about
days.
moving.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about moving like in the next in 6 months, when our lease is up. One of the stipulations is the house we move to gotta have a train, gotta
Yes,
be near a
thank you.
train
Because
track.
I was just about to say that I miss the days of you and I having a train go between our houses. And so maybe we can bring that back.
Right. So, although we'd have to do like a 3-hour podcast in order to hear it both on, to get a twofer. So.
Could the train get from here to there in 3 hours? I guess it could. Direct shot train.
Yeah, no
Maybe.
stops.
No stops. So,
Anyway.
yeah. So tonight we're talking about, we're two dudes in an S, by the way. And tonight we are talking about Skate or Die. A little skateboarding
That's
game.
right.
Before we really get
Speaking of
talking about the
die.
game, oh, die, you're gonna die?
Yeah, I'm not doing well. I'm not doing well, I gotta say. After that game yesterday. That was brutal.
Yeah.
So for those of you listening, that I'm not friends with on Facebook, big Bears fan. We came down to our kicker in the last minute, who's not been the best this year, just to put it lightly, and he hit the upright.
Yeah, that sucks.
So, it's worse because it's slapperback
Yeah, I
skate.
know. I was just about to say.
That just makes it so much worse. It's just like putting salt in the wound.
I was gonna ask if you and Slapper Bags made a like a meet in the middle journey to some Buffalo Wild Wings somewhere.
No, I had too much going on. I wasn't gonna be able to do something like that. Oh, I was on call too, so I'm on call. I have to be within,
Yeah.
be able to be at the hospital within an hour, so I can't really travel. So I
Probably for
wasn't
the
gonna
best
ask
then
him.
anyways, right?
Yeah, I wasn't gonna ask him to drive all the way up here. Thank God. And I mean, he might as well have drove up here and just brought me his Christmas card since I just got it like a day before, like on January 5th. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that is pretty awesome. And the funny thing to me is, because I also got it like January 5th, and I texted you and I said, "Hey, I just now got Slapper Bags' Christmas card," and you said, "Oh, now I guess I know why he asked me for my address 2 days ago,"
Yeah,
which
on
was
like January
also a
3rd.
week after Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
But in his defense,
Exactly.
they just moved and all kind of stuff. But I mean, how hard is it to put a Christmas card in the mail?
We just don't do it anymore. It's like no expectations, no failures, right?
Yeah, I agree with that. Well, we do it, but it's to very few people these days. We used to do it to just everybody, and now it's just like my parents, her parents, very minimal. Family mostly. Just the people who, if they don't get a Christmas card, are going to call you and ask you, "Where's my Christmas card? Why haven't you given me my
Are
Christmas
you
card yet?"
okay? Yeah.
Yeah,
Are
are
you
you
okay?
guys okay?
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, I was gonna. There's I had a couple tangents to talk about tonight. We're recording during the second half of the college football national championship. So that's how much we love you guys that we're recording during the national championship game instead of watching it. It may or may not be
Right.
on a TV on mute close by,
Right.
but I thought we could talk about the halftime show, which maybe we'll do that a little bit later because it was abysmal. And then New Year's resolutions. I don't know if you make them. I don't really them, but I kind of do. I don't call them New Year's resolutions. But we can talk about that too. Maybe we should.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we should talk about the game a little bit too, though. And also, thank you for the intro that I forgot to play, but I'm going to play it right now. So it's almost like we're just restarting the podcast. You ready?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Are you ready to take your NES gaming to the extreme? This is Francisco Ruiz from the Retro Rewind podcast, and you're not hearing double. This is Two Dudes and a NES.
Hey, Justin.
What's up, man?
Starting over. This is Two Dudes and a NES, right, and we are recording Skate or Die tonight. Let's talk about the game. Do you have some history for us?
I've got a little bit.
Justin's historical tidbits. Tidbits. And trivia.
How's that for efficient podcasting?
I love it.
You know, if we started like it. If we started like that and we just said 2019, our New Year's resolution as a podcast was just be super efficient, only talk about the game. Do you think people would like that? Because that intro was, that was pretty short.
Chris Vanderhoff would probably like it.
Yeah, I could cut everything else out and we just start start there and we could just start as a totally different podcast.
Yeah, we could, but we're not.
No, we're not going to do that.
All right. So, you know, and since the cat's out of the bag that most of the history, or if not all of the history comes from Wikipedia, I'll just go ahead and put this out there. Wikipedia says when you pull up the Skate or Die like page, says this article is about the 1988 video game, not the 2008 French film Skate or Die, or the Law and Order episode Skate or Die.
We'll probably just have to clarify, differentiate between this and the Law and Order episode.
Maybe we should clarify that too, in case anybody comes on this episode and, you know, don't know this podcast and they see Skate or Die and they're thinking that we're talking about that Law and Order episode.
Yeah.
This is not about the Law and Order episode.
Should
this
we start the podcast over again and put that at the top?
Do that as a disclaimer. We'll add it in post.
Okay. Yeah. No, we won't. There is almost no post these days.
Right. But, I'm just saying that because I don't want to restart.
Gotcha. All right. Anyway. So, history.
So, Skate or Die is a game brought to you by Electronic Arts that was brought out in 1988, originally from the Sinclair ZX Spectrum, the Commodore 64, the Atari ST, the Apple II, and IBM compatibles running MS-DOS. And then it was later ported to what we're going to talk about, which is the Nintendo Entertainment System by none other than Konami. And it was published, as we've talked about many times in the podcast, is there was a limit at that time to how many games that could be published. So Ultra Games came out with this one. Also, So this game, like I said, came out in 1988 for the computer, shortly came out for the NES afterwards, produced by Don Traeger. The designers of this game was Michael Kosaka, Stephen Landrum, David Bunch. And the programmers were David Bunch and Stephen Landrum. See, these are names I can read, right?
I think I know David Bunch, actually. Well, Amber's old roommate married him.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His name was David Bunch. No, wait, that was his brother. She married David Bunch's brother. Yeah.
There's a friend of mine in elementary school that signed my little yearbook that we got for in elementary school as Rod Munch.
Oh, is Rod Munch?
Rod Munch. This sounds like a funny name.
Maybe that kid was ahead of his time. He's coming up with his own funny names.
He was. But probably most importantly, or we'll talk about that later, is the composer of the music, which is Rob Hubbard, who is a British composer, who was famous for his computer game theme music. and became particularly famous in this game for the intro music. And it was really considered kind of ahead of its time, as far as what he was able to do with the capabilities of the SID chip on the Commodore 64. And then later for the port, it was rearranged for the Ricoh 2A03 sound chip, which I'm sure if you want to listen to 3 hours of Ask Aaron on Genesis Gems, he'll explain to you what all that means. but I'm not going to do that.
Sorry, Aaron. But I love to hate on the Genesis Germs. but sometimes I love to just hate on Aaron alone by himself. And that last episode that they did, I don't remember. Actually, the one they did with Steve and Michael, the Ask Aaron segment was literally, I think, like 45 minutes long. Which Aaron is a wealth of knowledge, but he also doesn't care to share it. So thank you for that.
Right.
Don't worry. I listened to all of it, but
I actually stole that joke from you because I think there was like a thread on Facebook and you'd commented something about I fell asleep in the second hour of Aaron. Yeah. That was hilarious. Oh man. Anyways. As far as this game, it was re-released for the Virtual Console. A winterized sequel was released for the Commodore 64, Amiga, and NES called Ski or Die. And a true sequel, Skate or Die 2, was published in 1990 for the NES. Around 100,000 copies were sold of this game between its release date and the end of the NES era, whenever that was. I don't think it's over. Do you think the NES era is over?
Not according to this podcaster.
No. We're still going with it.
And not according to a somewhat recent guest who just made that Lizard game, which everybody should go check out. Lizard. For
that's NES. Right. Brad Smith.
Brand new.
Right.
Yeah.
So, anyway. And not the Brad. And if anybody's confused, not the Brad Smith we went to high school with.
Yeah, I'm sure all the people out there listening to the podcast, they are all confused that it could have been Brad Smith that we went to high school.
Right. Not that Brad Smith, guys.
Yeah.
Different Brad Smith. So, anyway, that's it. That's all I'm doing for history, tidbits, and trivia. How about you? Did you go on a quest to find this game?
Well,
Michael's quest to find the cart.
I did, sort of. Oh, so, good. Yeah. So, anyways, the transitions are really wonky today, and I apologize to everyone because could not find like a noise. Normally, I find like a little short sound clip from the game to put in there, but I couldn't find one. So, I took a piece of music and cut it down, and I did a really bad job of cutting it down because I was in a hurry. And, you know, we all know what happens when you get in there. So, anyways, that's why the music sounds weird and the transitions are all choppy sounding. But besides that point...
I thought it sounded okay.
Okay. Besides that point, so this game, I didn't have it, but I played it a lot when I was a kid. PicaFlick had it, and I rented it from PicaFlick. But when I got older, say 16, 17 years old, I was really cool. I rode a skateboard. I had, like, Vans.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I had Vans on.
Sure.
I had that they were Vans, but they looked like sneakers. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then,
yeah.
So I got on my skateboard. Listen to this music. If you can barely hear it in the background, but this is me on my skateboard.
Yeah, I hear it.
Okay. So I'm on my skateboard. I'm riding. Okay. You remember our neighborhood, right? Well,
oh yeah.
This big hills.
A lot of hills.
Big hills.
A lot of hills.
So I made it down that first hill. But then I turned to go like down towards your house, which is like a left turn and a straight downhill that ends in like the river. And so I was going, but I never really learned how to stop on a skateboard.
Right.
So, you know, I didn't really know what to do. I don't know, you pull backwards or you like slide sideways. I could never figure any of that stuff out. So I just kept riding. I was afraid to get off because I was going really fast. And I ran all the way to the end of the road, hit the curb, went flying, went into the river.
No.
Yeah. And then when I landed in the river, deep in the mud, where my hands had landed, was a cartridge of Skater Die. Pulled it out of the mud, cleaned it off, stuck it in the NES. Didn't work, so I later bought it at PickFlick whenever PickFlick was selling their games.
Oh, that's good. It's a good one.
Yeah.
So you bought this from PickFlick.
I did. When PickFlick started selling their games.
How many times do you think you bought it over, though? Like, if you counted how many times you rented it before you actually bought it.
Oh,
how many
yeah.
times had you bought it?
I don't know. I really didn't rent it that much. I rented it maybe 4 or 5 times. I don't remember how much a rental fee was. So I'd maybe bought it once and then bought it again. But it was a cheaper price when I actually bought it the second time.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because it was a PickFlick sale, you know what I mean? So... How about you? Did you ever have this game? I don't think you did.
I never had this game growing up. I don't know why, because I was definitely... Well, I guess this would have been like pre my skateboarding days. Because this was like, I'm like 5 years old when this game comes out. And, you know, I didn't really get into skateboarding as a young kid. Like I got into it when I was like in middle school. Right. And I was wearing JNCOs and wearing Airwalks. You mentioned the Vans. I was an Airwalk kind of guy.
Okay,
I'd actually like
yeah.
to have some Airwalks now. They're very comfy.
Hey, I will say, I wasn't really wearing Vans. I just wanted to reference that song, you know, got my Vans on, but they look like sneakers. But.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I was always, what's the one that's an E? I still wear them. They're my going outside shoes whenever I take Teeter out to whenever my dog Teeter needs to pull a Carl, I put on the shoes with the E on the side, but I don't remember what the E stands for.
Yeah, I can't either.
One of you guys out there is like screaming at the phone or the car stereo or whatever you're listening to us on. You're screaming it out, and I can almost hear it. So just keep screaming. Maybe later on this episode, I'll hear it. We can
Googling E shoes is not helpful. It just brings me a bunch of websites where you can buy shoes.
skateboard shoes. Wow,
what are those called?
I don't know.
And we'll it doesn't start with an E. From
it
what
doesn't
I can
start
remember.
With. Oh, okay. Like it's... I'm just going to type in skateboard shoes with an E on the side, and I'm going to peck really loud so everybody knows what I'm doing.
Yep.
Can you hear that?
I heard it.
And survey says. Adidas? No, they weren't Adidas.
No, there's no
way. Etnies.
Etnies. Okay.
It does start with an E. Etnies. Okay, that's what I had. I had Etnies.
Yeah. All right. They're comfy. I'll give them that.
And these have lasted a long time. Because I bought these probably when we were in high school, and I'm still using them to take Teeter out to pull Carl every day.
What's funny is the older I get, the more I want comfort and longevity in my shoes. Not really that concerned with how they look anymore.
Yeah. Other than running shoes, I have not bought a pair of shoes in probably 10 years.
Yeah.
Because, mm-hmm. you know, once you find a pair you like, you just wear them until they're done for.
And I don't know about you, but like for me, like when I work, like I like... It's an investment, right? You gotta just, you know, spend a little dough, get you some good shoes. So I got some Merrells. And I'm telling you, I love Merrells.
That's what I wear every day. I love them. Mm-hmm. They're the best.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah, they really are.
If I'm not wearing my steel toe boots, I'm wearing my Merrells.
Yeah. Oh, man. About ready to retire.
All right, let's talk about the game. Maybe that'll spice us up a little bit here.
Speaking of in the neighborhood, go ahead.
No, go ahead. In the neighborhood.
I was just going to say, you know, speaking of the neighborhood and the game, the emptied pool where you do the joust makes me think of your emptied pool.
we'll get into that. Here we go.
Yeah.
The game discussion.
Okay, so game discussion. Now, you mentioned The empty pool in this game makes you think of my empty pool. My parents had a pool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we've talked about this on the podcast before, but growing up, I had a pool. I swam in it all the time. It was awesome. Until one day. Okay, so there was a series of events that caused me to have an empty pool for like the majority of my high school career when I really could have used one, you know?
Right.
So when I was like a freshman in high school, this is a deep tangent. Dude Vanderhoff, I'm sorry, but this is a deep tangent because there's a lot that's got to be discussed for this, but it's going to be well worth your time, everybody. Listen. Okay, so when I was a freshman in high school, my dad made a deal with me that I could get a four-wheeler if I played football. Okay? You remember this deal, okay, Justin? Right.
Oh, I do.
So he made two deals with me, actually.
So this is just a hilarious deal. It's like, I'm going to buy you something if you play this game for me, please.
Yeah. If you play football, I will buy you a four-wheeler. So I played football, and he bought me a four-wheeler. Right. Okay? He also, there was another bribe too. I don't know if you remember. He offered to buy me a new truck instead of a used truck if I played again. Like after my freshman year, I was like, well, that sucked. I hate football. I don't want to play football anymore. And he's like, oh, you need to play one more year. Tell you what, when it comes time to buy your truck, I will buy you a new one instead of a used one. I said, okay, all right. So I played one more year of football. So no, don't ever anybody ever tell me that I didn't, you know, pay my dues.
it was so funny because every day is like you just dreaded going to practice and hearing you talk about how much you hated practice. It's just hilarious.
Yeah. Anyways, we may get back into that someday. But okay, so yeah. I played 2 years of football, got a new truck and a four-wheeler out of it. It's not too bad, really, actually, when you think about it. Wasted a lot of hours of my life, but all in all, Got some good stuff. So anyway, back to the pool. So the series of events that closed our pool down. One, it was a liner pool. It wasn't a gunite pool. So the liner tore. Mm-hmm. Small tear.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been fixed, probably. But it, almost at the exact same time that the liner tore, I got a little wild on my four-wheeler and ran right into the pump. It just destroyed the water pump for the pool. So a combination of me running over the pump and there being a tear in the liner and the cost of fixing all that stuff, my dad just drained the pool and we just had a big hole in our backyard for pretty much the entire time I was in high school.
Forget it.
Yeah. You don't deserve a pool. I can't believe I bought you that four-wheeler.
Yeah.
The funny thing is that four-wheeler, I had two wrecks in it. The first time, well, no, three wrecks, sort of. The first time, should I save this story? Should I save the rest of my four-wheeler stories for another day?
I don't know. It's up to you. I'm okay with it.
I'm going to pause. I'm going to put it into my notes of Patreon topics and tangents, and we will save them for another day. Because I don't want to. I think it's time to get into the game discussion, and I probably got another 20 minutes of four-wheeler talk. So let's just go ahead and save. Let's just go ahead and save that hot four-wheeler talk. So,
a little tease to y'all
out there. That means you can't stop listening to the show after this episode because you're going to need to hear some four-wheeler talk on a later show.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
So, the game.
The game. What better way to talk about the game than maybe bringing out the old manual?
I like it.
Sweet. All right. It's a classic... late 80s Ultra Games black and white manual.
I love it. Not really. It's pretty lame, actually.
I don't know. I mean, we'll get there. It's not that bad. All right, here we go. The story of the game, if you need one. Welcome to a rad-infested world. There's a place on Earth where hot dogs and nachos are health foods. Summer
vacation. You've got me already. I'm sold.
Summer vacations last the year round, and punk rockers with mohawk haircuts are looked upon as mellow dudes. Spelled wrong, I think.
Yeah.
Spelled like mellow yellow.
It's spelled like mellow yellow, yeah.
Oh, so maybe that's intentional. It's a place where rulers are determined not by their fundraising talents, but by their power to dominate the streets with rad skateboarding skills.
That's right.
Here, the king of the road is none other than that skateboarding maniac, Rodney Recluse, owner of the Flesh and Asphalt Skateboard Shop. It's got two P's in the name. Oh, man.
Rodney Recluse.
Yeah. He, along with his freaked out son, Bionic Lester, and their crazed cronies, Pete and Eddie, ruled the streets with iron wheels. They're sort of a nuclear waste version of Al Capone and his once ruthless gang of gangsters.
Mm.
All right, I want to pause.
There's only one Bionic Lester I know.
Lester from the Possum Farm?
Yes. Who was Bionic?
It's true, he was. Who's your favorite possum?
Lester! Oh, man.
That's great. I say that probably once a week. Every time I see some roadkill or something on the side of the road, and my wife is...
I do it all the time.
She just shakes her head like, stop, stop.
Who's your favorite possum? All right.
Okay, anyways. As a newcomer on the scene, with power aspirations of your own, you must prove yourself to Rodney and his freewheeling weirdos. That means you'd better be on your toes when you challenge friends in freestyle and downhill competitions, packed with rock and rolls and rail slides. And you'd better be on your worst behavior when it comes to board-to-board with Lester in the whack-em-upside-down-the-head joust.
So yeah. That's
the story. I won't have to take a pause break here and leave you alone for just a second. I gotta go get some water. I didn't bring any water here.
Oh, no.
So, Justin, you're going to talk by yourself for a little bit, very briefly. Also, I changed my Invisalign or my Smile Direct Club tonight. So, if I'm lisping a little more than usual, it's because my teeth hurt. Anyways, I'll be right back.
Haven't noticed.
Water. All right.
Haven't noticed the lisp, the so-called lisp
okay.
that Mike is
Oh, sorry. You're talking by yourself now. I'll be right back.
Okay. Yep. All right. So, anyway, I'll tell this little story about I got a skateboard when I was probably 10 to 12 years old. And this is skateboard. So, I always wanted to be a good skateboarder probably around that age. And I didn't realize how hard skateboarding was. And I never really got any good at it at all. Basically, the most fun I had with that skateboard was sitting on it and riding down a hill like I was in a miniature bobsled. Because it seems like around this time, which would have been right, because probably around 94, the Winter Olympics were going on. And with the Winter Olympics, bobsled was a popular sport. And so, also probably about the same time Cool Runnings was coming out. So there you go. And thought that...
So somehow you found a way to talk about Cool Runnings.
I did.
I knew I would come back to you talking about Cool Runnings.
Into this podcast. Yes.
I would like to know how many times we've talked about Cool Runnings on this podcast, not including the Retro Thought Pod episode about Cool Runnings.
So I don't know. I don't know. It'd be pretty high. Also, while you were gone, in case you didn't notice, Clemson may have just sealed the deal. They stopped Alabama on a 4th-and-goal from about 3. And... So they're now up by like 45 to 16. And that's probably going to be about it for Alabama. It's going to be pretty much a miracle to bring them back now.
Very cool. But, I guess I kind of root for Clemson just because Alabama is so mean and I hate them so much. Also, this makes me think, okay, so we're recording tonight, we're recording tonight, and it's the night of the national championship game. Okay, nobody's going to listen to this the night of the championship game because I'm probably not going to release it until maybe tomorrow morning or Wednesday. Okay,
sure.
So that means everybody that's listening to this is in the future. And they're all listening back to us in the past.
Maybe Alabama does have that miracle.
Right.
And they're like, they're sitting there thinking,
these guys are
these fools. They don't even know. They don't even know.
Yeah. Anyways, does that ever blow your mind? It blows my mind sometimes. The funny thing is, this podcast doesn't necessarily, as long as we keep paying for the server space or whatever, you know, it doesn't have to ever go away. So there could be somebody listening to this right now from 2025 or something. You know what I mean? It's crazy to think about.
Right.
Yeah. We could be in a nursing home, not able to talk anymore. Somebody else is wiping our behind, and there is a 7-year-old kid listening to this right now.
Mm.
Anyways.
Yeah. All right.
Power of the internet. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's some cool stuff there on that internet.
Okay. So this game, the way this game works, this game's kind of interesting. You start on your skateboard and you're kind of in the middle of the street and you can go do stuff. Various mini games of sort, but you want to go into the shop and sign up to compete or practice, or you got to go in and talk to Rodney, basically. Right. So the shop is right in front of you when you start the game, and you just go right into the shop and you talk to Rodney. Okay,
which controls kind of looks like Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, he does. He looks a lot like
kind of a crazed Rodney Dangerfield.
I think that was totally intentional too.
Probably.
Yeah. So anyway. I just want to make a quick comment that the controls at this part of the game make a lot of sense. You just kind of, you know, decide where you want to go and bada bing, bada boom. Mm-hmm. The controls at other parts of the game moving forward may or may not make sense.
Right.
But exactly. So when you go in to talk to Rodney, you got a high score screen. You can go into practice mode where you can just practice whatever you want. And then there's the competition mode, which is the same as practice mode of sorts, but you got to sign in and you can get your high scores and you're actually competing with people.
Right.
Not actual people. I guess you could compete with some of these modes are two-player.
Right. You can play two-player, but you're not really... You have a computer player, but the computer player doesn't score. So it's like, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Anyways,
so there's a bunch of mini games. We'll talk about the mini games, but let me first talk about when I was a kid. I love this game for some reason. Although I was terrible at it and I could never figure anything out, but
right,
I would always play it and I would rent it and I would play it. When I would rent it. You know, I usually rent maybe two games, but this one always got a lot of play whenever I'd rent games. So I don't really understand why, because when I was a kid, I couldn't figure any of the controls out. I never knew what I was doing. I did like downhill. That was the one I could figure out, was the downhill one, and the one where you're skating through the street, punching each other. I figured that one.
Right.
But
jam.
As far as the half pipe or the joust, I could never figure those out as a kid. So
yeah, I still don't know how to do the joust and the half pipe either. It's nonsense.
I think the manual can help us out a little bit.
Yeah, it could. Could have read it before, but I wanted to play it in its purity, right?
Right. Let's go to the manual. And maybe it can help us out. So the next page here is, it's all downhill from here, which means it's going to talk about downhill. All right. At the beginning of the downhill race, you're poised at the tip top of the tallest hill in Boulder Dash Park. The park keeper, Ranger Rick Jr., is slacking off on his duties and is at the donut shop stuffing his face with cream-filled Long Johns. What is a cream-filled Long John?
Like a fish? Like a piece of fish? Long Johns?
What kind of cream's in it? Like tartar sauce? sauce?
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. So it's just like a catfish stuffed with tartar sauce. Okay. Got it. That means the place is wide open for you to go all out and really concentrate on getting the best from your board. This race is a test of speed and timing as you jump ramps, duck through pipes, and whip around flags. Naturally, the more obstacles you clear, the more points you score. Your overall time is also determines your total score. Before starting, you choose either regular or goofy foot by using the control pad to line up the cursor, blah, blah, blah.
What madman picks goofy foot here?
Well, I did when I was a kid because I was a goofy footed skateboarder.
Right.
But it messes up your controls bad.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, goofy foot supposed to be lefty, but then it's like, no, we're just going to switch all your controls around.
Yeah, so when you pick goofy, it means you press right to turn left and left to turn right. It just blows my mind.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I picked it all the time as a kid. So the funny thing is, when I started to play it now, I was playing the downhill mode, and I had to pick goofy because that's the way I always played when I was a kid. So
now,
that's kind of what I got used to, which means I'm really mad at the game.
Was it any better as an adult?
Well, actually, yes. I would say that it was better as an adult. This one's my favorite, the downhill minigame.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, I don't know, it kind of makes the most sense to me. It kind of reminds me of that game Ski Free. Remember Ski Free back on the PC? The MS-DOS mm-hmm. PC, the really old PC.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you would just ski down the mountain and go in between flags or whatever.
And the abominable snowman would come out and get you?
Yeah. If you were too good, he would come out and get you.
Yeah.
He doesn't do that in this game, but...
I loved that game, actually.
Yeah, I did too. This downhill mode is...
in this game.
Oh, yeah, Ski Free did, actually. You followed the mouse, didn't you? Didn't you just follow the mouse?
Yeah. Right. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, but anyways, so, I like the downhill mode. That's probably my favorite one. I don't know about how you felt about it, but
I mean, I agree with you that it's probably the easiest one to play. The controls can be a little wonky, but it definitely is the one that's more reasonable than the others. That and Jam, which is the battle.
Yeah.
So.
So the next one that in the manual. Now, I just want to say, on top of all this, that the manual is pretty awesome. Insofar as the way it words things, it's really mm-hmm. silly, but I like that. Like when it describes the game, mm-hmm. You guys have probably noticed so far. But so here you go. We're talking about the freestyle competition. It says, just because this event is called freestyle doesn't mean there are any free rides. In fact, you're going to have to work your tail off if you expect to earn any big buck bonus points. Each player gets 10 tries at the U zone, 5 from each side of the zone. Whoever mm-hmm. successfully performs the most tricks receives the highest score. See page 9 for details on how to perform tricks.
Now, this would have been good information.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
because I was just hitting random buttons.
Oh yeah, that's what I always did too. Now this time when I played it for the show, I did read the manual and use this, and it did make it a lot better, but it was still kind of hard to do. I still couldn't quite figure it out.
Yeah. The timing's a little weird.
Yeah, the timing's weird, but it does make sense, and it is cool that you can do all these different moves. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Certainly is.
And it's kind of, I think it's interesting that they kind of incorporate realistic skateboard things, right? I'm not a big skateboarder. I never was very good. I couldn't even get a board off the ground. All I could do is just roll on it. But like, for example, in the half pipe here, there's a pump zone where you have to build up speed, right? And then that's something mm-hmm. skateboarders do, I think, right? They pump the board and it kind of builds up speed.
Maybe, I don't know.
I think they do. I think like you, some of you skateboarders out there can help us out. But I think that is a thing. Like when you're coming down one side of the half pipe, you kind of pump the board to get a little more speed mm-hmm. going down and come up. Well, the pump zone is in this game. So there's a spot where you just press A to pump the board and get a little more speed for the other side of the half pipe.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then depend on the height of it. So the way it works is depend on the height of the jump. You do certain things, and then you press a direction on the D-pad a number of times, and press the A button, and it's like it's very kind of confusing. But once you figure it out, it's not as confusing, but it's still hard to pull off.
Yeah.
But you have to like pump so many times, and then you got to press a direction on the D-pad, and it's yeah. So anyways, I suggest you just play it and try to figure it out. But read the manual when you do, because then you'll at least know what moves you can do and stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. So then there's Jam On. Now Jam On.
Oh yeah.
The Downhill Jam is a madcap race through one of the sleaziest back alleys ever to be pillaged by thugs, vermin, and other underworld derelicts. Botanists run the streets and... I'm sorry.
Botanists. Riffraff. Oh my god. Now we gotta throw demons in there? Underworld derelicts? What's going on here?
Yeah,
not just thugs and vermin, but underworld derelicts.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Your unsavory goal in this punked out event is to knock over as many other racers as inhumanly possible and to smash trashed out obstacles that litter the road for bonus points. To accomplish these treacherous tasks, you've got to punch and kick till your heart's content. To begin, choose either regular foot or goofy foot. Again, regular and goofy foot. And that was my watch telling me it's time to go to bed, by the way.
I was just to say, this sounded almost like a lullaby.
It was.
Beginning of a lullaby or something.
Yeah, that was my watch.
Is that telling you to go to bed?
Yeah. If I want to get my full 7 hours, which I never do.
Okay. So this was one of the more fun ones for me is the jam stage, because you're actually feels like you're competing not just against yourself, but against somebody, and you get. It's kind of like the fighting and all the extras in this level is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a little bit Road Rash-esque, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a race where you're knocking each other down, so.
Right, definitely. Yeah,
I like this mode almost equally as much as I like the downhill mode.
Yeah, this was probably my favorite here. And plus you're racing Lester, which is not a skateboard name you really think about, you know?
Yeah, it belongs to a possum, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, I will say that this mode is a lot of fun to play. That's the way to play this mode.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are many a times Neighbor Kid and I played this one to play.
Yeah. Who won?
It's me, of course. I mean,
poor neighbor kid. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, so there's that one. There's two more modes, though. It doesn't end there. There's the hair-raising high jump. You don't need a pilot's license to soar into the high-flying high jump. You just need to be certified as nuts. That means you've got the go-ahead to go for it all and put on an air show. This one I really cannot figure out.
Yeah, this one's just a waste to me.
I thought it was a button tapper, but it's not really a button tapper.
Yeah, you're just trying to do like the speed, and then and you get 5 tries, but only the 5th try counts for anything. It's like the other 4 don't even matter, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the other 4, you're just like, you're just practicing, or I guess.
I guess you're building up speed, maybe.
Yeah, but then the 5th one may not even be your best one, right?
That's true.
And then but that's the one that counts. That's it.
See, the reason I couldn't ever figure this one out, I think, is because I played way too much of like the Summer Olympic Games game, where you alternate A and B, and so I kept thinking that's what you're supposed to do, but I think it's just B, and then you hit A at some other point, like during the jump, like when you're taking off or something. I don't know. This one really struggled with. This one was hard for me.
Enter the view zone by pressing the A button. Increase your speed by pressing the control pad together with the B button. Faster you press the B button, the faster you'll go. So you got to just really tap that B button. Tap that B.
Yep, tap that B. Story of my life.
Oh, man.
All right, and then the last mode, Joust. So while hanging out in Rodney's backyard waiting for a barbecue, you suddenly find yourself locked in the heat of battle in his drained, heated swimming pool. Now you're up against hard-hitting skateboarders who wield big, thick sticks. This is where you'll literally skate or die. So you literally are fighting each other to the death in Rodney's heated swimming pool with no
water. With big sticks.
With big sticks.
Yeah. What that makes no... A heated, drained, heated swimming pool. Why'd they even have to throw heated in there?
I guess the concrete's heated? I don't know.
Makes no... Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's just hot outside.
So in this mode, you take turns. One person has the jousting stick and one person does not. Right?
Right.
One person's on the offense, one person's on the defense.
And then it switches.
I guess you like five, I guess you both have
go
the...
Go like five times.
Do you both have the jousting stick? For some reason, I can't remember.
No, it's once at a time. One at
okay,
a time.
Okay, yeah.
And then you get like five tries, and then it switches to the other person. They get the jousting stick. So they only got one stick. And I love how the manual says, how to be the life of the pool party, basically by killing one of the other guests. So,
the weaponless player tries to stay alive on defense.
It's kind of funny. It's just like, oh, it's a pool party, but there's two guys fighting to the death in the pool in the back. On skateboards.
Hey, don't see beers in the fridge. We got burgers on the grill. Music's playing out in the backyard. Don't mind the guys though in the pool fighting to the death on their skateboards. Just ignore them.
We'll get the corpse out of here the best we can.
Yeah,
in a timely fashion. So.
Yeah, that's silly. But. The jousting is fun, I will say. It is fun to play. Especially when neither person knows what they're doing. Yeah. Because it's halfway a bout of frustration and halfway just a zany, what in the world are we doing right now? Why are we wasting our lives away? But it works.
And you're just, going back and forth. Posier Pete looks like a mixture between Rocky Balboa and Adrian Grenier from Entourage.
I don't know Entourage, so.
The main, never mind. All right.
Somebody out there will know.
Somebody out there.
So that's pretty much the whole game. Those are all the different modes you can play. But like I said, you can practice them or you can just go compete and see if you can beat all the computer or beat your friends or get high scores. We didn't do a high score challenge this time. We probably should have, but that's pretty much the game. I guess we could talk about the graphics and sound. What do you think about the graphics?
So graphics are probably the worst part of the game to me. They're nothing special. The sprites are not anything to write home about. They're pretty bad, I thought. In the backgrounds, they're decent. The colors are okay. The swimming pool kind of looks like the static on a television channel that you don't get. I gotta give the I'm not giving much love to the graphics on this game.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I'm not a big fan of the graphics. I think they're serviceable. I think they do their job, but it's 1988, so kind of got to give them a little bit of a pass there because it's not like it's late in the NES life cycle. But
yeah,
I would have liked to have seen a little bit better character sprites. Now I will say that the hand drawn characters like Rodney. And like this title screen, those are really nice. Those are
good. Oh sure, yeah.
And there's a lot of color in this game, which I always appreciate a lot of color.
Yeah.
But there's really not much to. I mean, there's a lot of gray because you're riding a skateboard on concrete, right? So.
Right.
And brown for the pipes, the half pipes. What about the music though? Did you like the music?
The music was amazing. So the music was great, especially the intro music. I thought it was the best song on the whole game. But the whole game, the music was always great. Now, the music's great, but the sound and sound effects are another knock on this game. I mean, the cheering during the half pipe just sounds like staticky noise, again, with that kind of ant race on the TV noise. The sound effects when you fall and stuff, all that was just kind of generic, kind of whoops and things. And that, the sound was bad, but the music was great. It was like they were very far ends of the spectrum to me.
Yeah, I kind of agree. Especially, like you said, that intro song. Let's pause and let's just listen to the intro. We'll kind of listen to it a little bit in the background. Let's turn it up. All right, yeah. Just for a moment. I mean, that's just good stuff right there.
That's some good riffage.
Yeah, it like really gets you in the mood to skateboard, I think. And
it really does.
It's pump up music. There's like harmonies in it and stuff. But anyways, all right.
Yeah,
it's good. Yeah, it's good stuff. I agree. But I agree with you too. The sound effects, they're a little distracting. They're not very good.
Right.
Okay. Right. Well, I think it's wrap up time on this one.
All right. Let's talk about the halftime show before we got to, because we won't talk about it.
Yeah.
Speaking of music. We won't talk about it again. Now, when I saw it was Imagine Dragons, I muted my television. I said, I'm not listening to that, because let's be honest, Imagine Dragons Radioactive was pretty good when it came out. Now it's just a piece of flesh now. I mean, it's just been beat and beat and beat.
This is
it's
very
just
true.
Nothing, there's nothing left of it.
Okay,
it's just.
I'm with you. That song, when it came out, was really good. I liked it a lot. And I thought, you know what? Mm-hmm. This band might have something. You know? That was my first thought. I was like, this band might have something. This could be good. And then they beat Radioactive to death on the radio and stuff to the point where I don't want to hear it anymore. And
Right. Speaking
of beating, the Imagine Dragons are now a one-trick pony where all they do is beat a big drum and say some word over and over again. Like, it used to be like, radioactive, radioactive. Now it's thunder, thunder, or give me something to believe in, you know?
That song is so bad. It's
the
so
whole
bad,
time, though. Did you not agree with me that they do this drum beating thing where there's like a big beating of a drum and they say like a word in some kind of a sing-songy way. And it's like, okay, quit doing the same thing over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds worse. All of them are way worse than Radioactive. But...
Yeah, I can't, honestly, I can't speak much to their repertoire, but... I do know that Thunder song is maybe one of the worst songs on radio today, if not the worst. And yeah, Radioactive's dead. It's just dead. And so then,
That's not why I wanted to talk about the halftime show. But here we go. Imagine Dragons was not the reason I wanted to talk about the halftime show. But
now I was watching. I want to say this. I was watching this muted, and I guess Lil Wayne came out, and I thought it was Flavor Flav the way he was dressed. I didn't know who it was at first. I thought it was like Flavor Flav with the way he looked. It's like that's like the ridiculousness of that you would see Flavor Flav come out, but obviously it's Lil Wayne.
Yep, it was Lil Wayne, and be glad you had it muted because it was not very good. It was really bad, so bad. Okay, all the trash we just talked about Imagine Dragons. So bad that Lil Wayne actually made Imagine Dragons look pretty good. I was thinking, all right, I'm kind of glad we're back to Imagine Dragons now instead of Lil Wayne.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it was bad. Lil Wayne, part of the problem is, I don't know if he's just out of the game or what, but one of the problems is that he was holding his microphone like around the part where you're supposed to talking to or singing to, you know? So the all of his rapping was, I'm going to put my hand on my mouth and I'm going to start talking for the next little bit on the show with my hand over my mouth. And this will be about like what Lil Wayne's rapping sounds like.
So Lil Wayne, he sort of rap like this because he has heard over the microphone.
That was what the rapping sounded like.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Imagine trying to, God, what if you went to one of his concerts and he did that the whole show? Oh.
Ugh. Oh my God. Well, first of all, what are you doing at Lil Wayne? Lil Wayne. Yeah. Second of all, anybody. It goes for anybody.
Well, what if Lil Wayne paid everybody like $1,000 to come to his show or something?
I read something the other day, and I can't remember who it was, but 50 Cent bought like 100 tickets to maybe like a Ja Rule concert or something, just so they'll be like empty. They're like all like front row seats too.
Oh, nice. So. That's a good idea, actually.
But, oh man. I don't know if it's Ja Rule. It's somebody, but I thought that was pretty funny.
I think they had a beef. That's what they call it, right? A beef?
Probably. Beef. Been eating a lot of beef here lately?
I've been eating some beef. Oh, yeah. We need to talk about New Year's resolution, too. All right. So we're going to talk about trophies here next. But first, let's talk a little bit about the new year. Okay. Mm-hmm. New year, new you, mm-hmm. right?
So, that's right.
Most people would go on a diet or exercise more or whatever, right? And I've always tried mm-hmm. to kind of do that. And
yeah.
This year I decided to, as extra motivation, I am going to get myself a doctor's appointment at in March, late March or April. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Like a checkup. Uh-huh. So I need to be in peak condition for this checkup.
Oh, okay.
So what I thought to do is just do a little experiment and maybe try the keto diet. I know that's probably not the best one because my cholesterol may spike and the doctor may say, oh, you're dying, but we'll see. And I think you two are also trying it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not. So I don't think I'm at the low carb point you are at, but I definitely have decreased them. So I'm doing like a slow decrease down. And so I'm at about 50 to 60 per day. Although the other day, 2 days ago, I guess it was, I had somebody brought in donuts. Which, you know, I can't be left to my own devices. I'm like a heroin addict with a needle, you know, just easy access to a needle or something.
I
can't help it. I see the donut, I gotta go for it, right?
I totally understand. I don't know what's gonna happen whenever they bring donuts into the break room, which is inevitable. It's gonna happen at some point at work. And I'm gonna mm-hmm. be faced with that problem. But so far, I've been doing... Are you talking 60 net carbs? Or you talking about total carbs?
Net.
Okay. I'm staying below 30 net. And, I just went January 1st. I went 30 net January 1st. Boom. And I have not had above 30 net since January 1st. But I will say so January 1st was what, a Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was. I don't remember. I know I texted you, but I think it was like Friday or Saturday. I said, I think I'm going to die. And I don't know if it was like a keto flu or I don't know what it was. I didn't really feel like a flu, but I just felt my brain was like in a fog where it was almost like I wasn't even living. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a fog. And I've even been going through that myself, even with just decreasing, because I got to be honest, like before January 1, I mean, I was going all out. The Christmas trees, all that. It's like the Little Debbie's pie.
Oh, pie. And
I was probably hitting, my carbs were in the hundreds per day, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so, I mean, you know, decreasing down to 60 was a pretty big jump for me. I've been drinking more caffeine here the past few days, trying to kind of boost myself.
Yeah, so like it was Friday or Saturday. I was dog tired. Like I couldn't even, I just wanted mm-hmm. to lay in the chair, and I had like this fog over me where it didn't even feel like I was in the room. You know what I mean? And then just a couple days ago, just like a couple days ago, like Sunday, I guess it was, the fog lifted, and I yeah, I feel fine now. I don't necessarily have more energy, but I have the same energy without the carbs. So,
yeah. Well,
but also trying to throw in a little exercise and stuff. So, yeah, I'm hoping I'm through it and it won't happen again. Maybe I got some of the test strips to pee on, see if I'm actually in ketosis or not.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Well, I don't have them yet.
You're going scientific with it, huh?
Yeah, oh yeah. I want to see. I want proof, man.
Okay.
If I pee on this stick and I don't have them ketones, I'm going down 20. I'm going down to 20 carbs.
You know, you can apparently, and I don't know how much truth there is to this, but it makes sense that you can actually blow positive on breathalyzer if you're in full ketosis.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I've never seen like any data on it, but it certainly makes biochemical sense because you're basically blowing out alcohols at that point.
Yeah.
So
I've got a breathalyzer. I could try it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
How do you have a breathalyzer?
Well, not like a really awesome official police breathalyzer, but I've got one of those little party breathalyzers you can buy.
Oh, okay.
All I've ever used it for is just to see how high I can get it to go.
Exactly.
I'll break it out every now and then when I'm having a wild night and just see how high I can get it to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was like a party gift from 3 or 4 years ago, and I hung on to it. So I could try it.
Yeah.
But I got the urine strips. I'm going to try that out and see. Because I want, this is part experiment, part New Year's resolution diet, right? And so being part experiment, I want to truly get into it. I want to know that I'm in it. Because I know I hit the tiredness and the fog, and I think that was it. But I'm not sure. So I want to be sure. We'll see.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's do some trophies. And anybody else out there in the dude-a-sphere, if you got any good resolutions, you want to chat about them, just hit us up.
Yeah, I'd love to hear them.
But for now, I guess we should do some retrofitted trophies.
Retrofitted trophies.
All right, retrofitted trophies. You got any?
I've got some, and I'm just gonna pick a couple out because we're running a little long here.
We are running a little.
Give a couple of my favorites.
Okay, I'll do the same. I'll weed out the fluff.
All right, yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, I got a pretty obvious one. Tony Hawk would be impressed.
Oh.
And that would be to perform a 1080 in the half pipe. I don't think that's possible, but you could try. You can spin a lot.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Tony Hawk would be impressed.
My first one is flying high again. And that is get 2 over 9 foot high jumps in a row.
Hmm. But you can only count the fifth one. So.
Well, yeah. Yeah. So maybe fourth and fifth one. We'll make it fourth and fifth one.
Okay. My next one is got my Vans on, but they look like sneakers. And does anybody know that song besides me? I feel like I'm the only one knowing the song. Because when I mentioned it earlier, when I mentioned it earlier, I feel like you had a blank look on your face. Anyways.
Yeah. If
somebody out there, look it up. All right, got my Vans on, but look like sneakers. To earn that trophy, you have to knock down Lester 4 times during the down the jam.
All right.
I'll stop there. You want to give one more?
I'll give one more, and it's called Bell Money, and that is when. Or the jam and get down the hill fast first, and that is because you jump on the cop car and you're clearly about to get arrested because he turns the lights on.
Yep. I like that Bell Money.
So there you go.
Okay, cool. So all right then, how would you like to rate this game?
Game rating.
How would you like to rate this game? I should have been fading that out this whole time, by the way. I don't know if you noticed how it sounded so much better when I faded it.
It did. I like it. All right, nice touch.
Go ahead.
Rating. Type of
shoe.
Okay.
We talked about shoes a little bit this episode.
I give it a shoe.
All right. I got one.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to go with fuzzy slippers that you wear around the house.
Mm-hmm.
And mainly because, like this game, I like the idea of fuzzy slippers. I like the idea of a skateboarding game on the NES. I kind of like wearing fuzzy slippers. I kind of like playing this game. But most of the time, I just never put them on. They just stay underneath the chair or wherever they are, and I just never use them. I just walk around. If I'm going to walk around, I'm going to walk in regular shoes or socks or barefoot. I never put on my fuzzy slippers. And that's kind of how I'm with this game. It's like I like it when I break it out and play it every now and then, but I never really have the motivation to play it.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I'm going to give it fuzzy slippers.
I'm going to go with high top basketball shoes because they're practical. They give you a little ankle support, but nobody likes, they don't look good, which the graphics in this game, you know, I kind of was hard on. So, but you know, they're okay. They're not the best, but they're just okay.
Alrighty. Works for me.
So, all right. What are we doing now? Feedback?
Now we are doing feedback.
Sweet. It's some listener feedback.
All right. Before we read our feedback, though, as we told you, going into 2019, we're going to be doing some super sweet ad drops. So here's an advertisement. And stay tuned for later in the show. At the end, and we will tell you how you can get a show without ads. But for now, listen to this ad because it's super sweet. Okay, now feedback. Justin, some feedback for us?
I do. So I've got, let's see, Andrew Code on the Facebook group. Says, I enjoyed the game, but I thought it was inferior to TNC Surf. The title screen was great, but paled in... The title screen music was great, but paled in comparisons to its own sequel. Just an okay game. Live the life you love. Love the life you live. Adam Malone says, worst controls ever. I still pop it in, play 10 minutes, get frustrated, throw in Batman, walk through it like Neo in The Matrix, feel good about myself. I like it. Ryan Kimball says, bigger fan of Skate or Die 2. Tyler Jones says, very similar to Adam. Turn it on. Can't figure it out. Expletives. Turn it off. Glad I got it on emulation and didn't spend money on it. This game stinks as much as taking a Carl. Like it.
Ooh. Hey, we didn't say whether or not this game is worth it.
I know. Let's do it after the comments.
All right.
We'll do it after the feedback. And Eric Purcell says, I too enjoy Skate or Die much more. Hashtag hot take.
Is that your ringtone?
It's your song. Got my Vans on, but they look like sneakers.
Yeah, that's my song. All right, that's
all right.
That words may start
enough
coming.
Of that.
But. Right. I forgot how the bass. See, I thought it was you were playing it from your phone, and the bass is so vibratory that it sounds like it sounded to me like your phone. It was your ringtone, you know, like your phone is also vibrating. It's a good song. It's a good song.
All right, Jay Jorgensen. Oh, this is the Facebook page thing. Jorgensen says, "Skate or Die is the." I don't know if I can say this word on a family-friendly podcast. So I'll just say the stuff.
Yeah.
Awesome game. Go Eagles. This was before the game, too. Joshua Voorhees Gonzalez says, two dudes in a nest, you guys rule. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
Daniel Newton says, one of my favorite games growing up. Controls took some time to get used to, though. Halfpipe was my favorite event. Ryan R. Jackson says, my buddy and I played this game all the time. It's a fun play, but I always thought the controls were a little wonky. Rich VD says, love this game growing up, along with 720. Extreme! I hope I read that the way you wanted that, Rich.
I'm sure you did.
Mike Osborne says, I remember Jousting was our favorite. Can't remember if that was the first or second game. Oh, my. Nathan Sweeney says, Ski or Die is my favorite. Nothing better than the snowball fight.
Yeah, we need to play that one, too. Alan, I remember liking that one better than this game, actually.
Alan Rhodes says, second one is the better one, in my eyes. Michael McQuaid says, Rodney Dangerfield with a mohawk. And Joshua Voorhees Gonzalez says, yes.
I don't know that I've ever played the second one. Have you?
Yeah. No, I have not.
That'll be interesting.
That'll be a new one. Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely will.
All right, on Twitter, Paul and Andy with @PowerTripGaming. Hey, did you know Power Trip Gaming? They have a podcast now. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
They're young in the podcasting realm. Normally, they're videos on YouTube, but they got a podcast now, so y'all check it out. Yeah. I never got into this one. I was more of a TNC guy. Killer opening track, though. Skate or Die. Die, 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 die. See what I did there? Killer. Die, 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 die.
Yeah.
My work is done here, they say. @FriedPotatoes says, love the intro. Just found a minty complete in box copy at the Portland Retro Game Expo. Nice. Good job, Fried Potatoes. And then Heath Berkheimer says, fun game at the time, but super, super challenging. Had difficulty knowing exactly what to do on each event. Mostly just get lucky and get a decent score. That was kind of my way of playing the game too. Get lucky.
Yeah, me too.
On Instagram, wow, comments on Instagram. Cecil Dredge says, love me some Skate or Die and its sequels. The Imkra, M-K-R-A, says, great game for its time. I have spent many hours on it. Has some unbelievable drawbacks, like the controls of your character should have been smooth and as controllable as the Main Street menu character. Good game to cover, dudes. Yeah, I agree. That's kind of what I was hinting at the beginning of the game. It makes more sense to control him when you're just skating around at the very beginning than in any of the game modes. But anyways. And then MWA Morton says, I had the NES port of 720 as a kid. Didn't get to play Skate or Die too much, but I heard the name came from 720's tagline. Interested to see how this game holds up in 2019. It's okay. But we'll get into that here in just a minute when we say whether or not it's worth it. Google Plus. We got two regular posters on Google Plus. Ryan Ballard, of course. But do you remember who else saw? He's kind of a new regular poster.
Oh, I can't think of it right off the top of my head.
I just wanted to put you on the spot so you sound like a real jerk when you couldn't think of it.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
That's totally my move, because I get to sound really cool, and I'm going to play some music for him because I forgot to start it earlier. All right, Benson Lott and Ryan Ballard. Ryan says, I remember playing this one as a kid. It was a solid game, a part as I remember. I had no end of trouble, though, making the goofy foot option work. So he could not get the foot option to work. That sounds about right. Benson Lott says, love this game. I skateboarded as a kid, so it felt like this game was finally for me. Despite it being rather cheesy. Lester! However, I spent way more time on Skate or Die 2 Halfpipe. The Skate or Die 2 Halfpipe, I did look at the picture of it. It does look pretty cool.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it does look pretty cool. And that's it. There's a couple more pieces of feedback. One's from Dude Bag. It's the Great NES War, or the Great War NES, which is, you remember he did World War II?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's done World War I now.
Oh boy.
And, yeah, and he did an MP3 for us to play it of him saying it, and it's gonna be awesome. I think I'm gonna save it too because we're running a little longer than usual. So we'll save that. But we did get a couple other calls. I won't save the calls. Here's one.
Dudes, what's up? It is Jay-Z, NES, John Jurassic back again. The guy from YouTube. You haven't heard from me in a while, but I see you're playing Skate or Die, and it's like, I don't know anything about that game, but I'm going to call anyway because I wanted to talk to you guys and say that Skate or Die, whatever, I don't know. I've never played. I don't really like skating games. You guys might. Who knows? Let me know how it is. I don't know. So, yeah, hopefully you guys have fun with that one. You're really going to love Rollerblade Racer. It's not a skating game. It is a skating game. You know what I mean? Not skateboarding, but skating. That one's going to be great for you. You're going to love that one. Anyways, so, yeah, it's been a while. And I actually finished my whole NES set while I was gone. I was off on an epic journey doing that or whatever. So, there you go. That's done. And hopefully I'll start calling in more or whatever. And I'll, you know, I have to listen to all the episodes since I've been gone. So a lot of backlog catch up on. So anyways, this has been Jay-Z NES saying keep it classic. And you guys enjoy it, Skate or Die, hopefully. Bye.
Thanks, Jay-Z. People tend to forget Jay-Z is a fan of the show.
Yeah.
Jay-Z NES on YouTube. That's who that is. And he's got a good YouTube channel. He's taking a little break, but he got his entire collection. He has the entire NES library, which is pretty amazing. I think we congratulated you. So you do need to listen to some of those back episodes, Jay-Z. I think we did congratulate you when it happened.
Yeah.
If we didn't, I apologize. We congratulate you now. Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. Then,
we got one more voicemail. Here we go.
This is probably going to be like one of the most infamous sound bites you'll ever have from Nick Stevens, but this is probably one of my favorite games of all time. Like, probably top 10.
2019 rolls around, and Nick Stevens cannot quit putting NES games on his top 10.
He just loves them.
Hey, Nick loves putting NES games on his top 10 as much as Aaron loves answering questions.
Yeah. That's true.
All right, so let's give this game a rating. It's a little late, but let's do it anyways. Oh, wait, not a rating. Is it worth it? Do you know how much it goes for?
It's a pretty cheap game, like $6 or $7. They sold a lot of copies.
Okay.
So let's give it $10.
You know, honestly, I think it is kind of worth it. I kind of like it for that price, personally. I'm thinking more the $7 range, though. I'm liking the $7.
Yeah. Of course,
$7 versus $10, what is that? But
$7, that's worth it. I'll say it's worth it.
I mean, there's $7 really worth of fun to have out of this game.
Yeah. Yep.
Especially if you can get another person to play with you, because that if you get another person, it makes it every one of the game modes that you can play a two-player, it makes those a lot more fun. So.
Yeah,
I think so we were kind of down on the game in a way, but I still think it's worth it.
Yeah, I do too.
All right. Well, that pretty much wraps us up. The post-show announcements, we'll do shout-outs and where to find us here in just a second. But I just want to say, okay, you know, we're doing ads now. It's 2019. We got to get with the program. A lot of places are doing ads. A lot of people are doing funny ads, and I kind of feel jealous of them because I'm hoping maybe we can do funny ads, but maybe our ads aren't that funny, but you know, so it kind of makes me nervous. Anyways, we're doing ads now. But if you are the type of person that does not want any ads, there'll usually be at least one in every episode moving forward. Hopefully they're not too intrusive to your podcasting times. I know when I listen to ads on other podcasts, they don't really bother me, so. I'm hoping they don't bother them. But anyways, if you don't want ads, all you got to do is we're going to open up a tier on Patreon, $2. So $1 gets you the all the bonus episodes. Well, $2 will get you all the bonus episodes plus episodes with no ads. Pretty simple.
Woohoo!
Moving forward.
Pretty sweet deal.
You won't get any of the old episodes with no ads. You've already had those. So yeah. any episodes moving forward, you'll get them without ads. $2. Pretty simple. Plus, you get all the awesome Patreon content that we've been releasing for over a year now. 2 years now? How long ago? We got a lot of episodes, I'm trying to say.
A lot of episodes, yeah.
Lots of good content on there. So, anyways, shout out to the Retro Junkies. Everybody except for the Genesis Gems. Special shout out to the Retro Rewind podcast and Francisco Ruiz, who is our narrator or announcer for the show. Shout out to the Wee Dude, aka the Wee Guy on YouTube for the awesome music, the stereoized NES tunes. And shout out to the Fox Dude for our awesome logos, plural, because we have awesome logos now. Thank you.
I know. Yeah. It's awesome.
All right. Where can they find us?
Well, they can find us on our website, twodudesinanest.com, nintendudes.com, and twodudes.com, right?
Is that it? What'd you say? NESdudes.com, twodudesinanest.com, nintendudes.com.
Nintendudes.com. Oh, gosh. It's been too long.
I'm rusty.
So anyway, but you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram, apparently. Google Plus, join Ryan and Vincent over there. That's right, Vincent.
Vincent Lott.
Yep. And of course, you can always call us and listen to your voice on our podcast, like we hear Nick Stevens every time calling us and telling us it's in his top 10. Call us and tell us it's in your top 10. And you can call us by going to the website on your mobile phone and clicking the button or the phone number, if you like to do it the old-fashioned way and you got a good old rotary phone or something. What's that phone number?
775-7-RETRO-1.
All right.
Good pod. I don't remember what it is outside of that. But you'll figure it out.
Yep, we'll figure it out.
Good pod.
All right. Yep. All right, we'll see everybody next time.
All right, stay tuned for next game's music. Bye.
Bye-bye.